So let's think about the inference. You want to generate beliefs about the world. So what are beliefs? Beliefs could be, where are my arms in space? Am I looking at a cat or a fox? But we're going to represent beliefs with probabilities. So we're going to represent a belief with a number between 0 and 1, 0 meaning I do not believe it at all, 1 means I'm absolutely certain, and numbers in between give you the gray levels of uncertainty. And the key idea to Bayesian inference is you have two sources of information from which to make your inference. You have data, and data in neuroscience is sensory input. So I have sensory input, which I can take in to make beliefs, but there's another source of information, and that's effectively prior knowledge. You accumulate knowledge throughout your life in memories. And the point about Bayesian decision theory is it gives you the mathematics of the optimal way to combine your prior knowledge with sensory evidence to generate new beliefs. And I put the formula up there. I'm not going to explain to you what that formula is, but it's very beautiful. And it has real beauty and real explanatory power. And what it really says is what you want to estimate is the probability of different beliefs given your sensory input. So let me give you an intuitive example. Imagine you're playing tennis, learning to play tennis, and you want to decide where the ball is going to bounce as it comes over the net towards you. There are two sources of information, Bayes' rule tells you. There's sensory evidence. You can use visual information, auditory information, and that might tell you it's going to land that red spot. But you know that your senses are not perfect, and therefore there's some variability in where it's going to land, shown by that cloud of red, representing numbers between 0.5 and maybe 0.1.